In part, it was a generational clash. Schneider belonged to a younger, more rebellious cohort, happy to take science to the streets. In contrast, Landsberg had spent a career working carefully with government and the military, generally behind closed doors, and was scared that public involvement might disrupt the delicate balance of this relationship. What's more, the cultural norms of scientific behavior that expect a good scientist to be guarded and avoid anything that smells remotely of drama were deeply embedded, even when, like any deeply embedded cultural norm, they can skew the science. Landsberg was far from the only established meteorologist bristling at all this new attention given to climate change. Some felt uneasy about the drama, while others didn't trust the new technologies, disciplines and approaches being used. In the UK, the head of the Met Office, John Mason, called concern about climate change a bandwagon and set about trying to debunk alarmist US views. In 1977, he gave a public talk at the Royal Society of Arts, stressing that there were always fluctuations in climate and that the recent droughts were not unprecedented. He agreed that if we were to continue to burn fossil fuels at the rate we were, we might have a 1 degree Celsius warming, which he thought was significant, in the next 50 to 100 years. But on the whole, he thought, the atmosphere was a system that would take whatever we threw at it. Plus, like many of his contemporaries, he figured we would all move over to nuclear power anyway. Writing up the talk for Nature, John Gribbin described the overall message as, "Don't panic." He reassured readers there was no need to listen to the prophets of doom. Change was coming, though, and it would be a combination of an establishment scientist and an activist that would kick it off. As Nathaniel Rich described in his book Losing Earth, an obscure 1978 U.S. Environmental Protection Agency report on coal ended up on the desk of Rafe Pomerantz, a lobbyist at the D.C. offices of Friends of the Earth. It mentioned the greenhouse effect, noting that fossil fuels could have significant and damaging impacts on the atmosphere in the next few decades. He asked around the office, and someone handed him a recent newspaper article by a geophysicist called Gordon MacDonald. MacDonald was a high-ranking American scientist who had worked on weather modification in the 1960s as an advisor to Johnson.